What you're about to listen to has the power to completely change your life, taking you from where you might currently find yourself to where you ought to be. This is the word of God coming to you from Christ Family Ministry.
Joshua chapter 6. I'm privileged to read from my book this year. Amen. Joshua chapter 6 from verse 1. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns, and the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with a ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I believe it's from Message Translation we have this thing. Let's read verse 2 in Message Translation, please. Let me be sure I'm right. God spoke to Joshua, look sharp now. I've already given Jericho to you along with its king and its crack troops. Praise the Lord. Say with me, the city is mine. Say it again, the city is mine. Now, this is true. It's not only so in the Old Testament. You find the same thing stated in the New. Maybe we should read a verse in the New Testament before I continue. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. How many things are yours? How many things? Now let's read on. It's interesting. See the things that are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Reverend Tokula or Reverend Ada or Reverend Tende. All things are yours. And see, it doesn't stop there. Verse 23. And ye are Christ. And Christ is God's. Hallelujah. So, all things are yours to be submitted under the lordship of Christ. Now, there is nothing God gives us that he intends that we will use it apart from him. I will say it again. God never intended that man will live this life without the participation of God. God's design is that we will be absolutely dependent on him. Praise the Lord. Absolutely. Be independent of men, but not independent of God. Any attempt to be independent of God will lead to crisis, will lead to failure of all kinds. Praise God. So God gives us all things so that we will use all things to glorify him. As long as it is about him, then we are right. All things are yours. That's not all. You are Christ, and Christ is God's. Hallelujah. In other words, at the center of all things being yours is God's agenda. Say amen. Amen. At the very center of all things being yours is what? God's agenda. It's really not about us. It's all about him. Hallelujah. Now, if you don't understand the agenda of God and you hear things like the city is yours, you will think we are just being over ambitious, or you will think we are just being covetous. Hallelujah. I want you to understand we are the body of Christ. The way a man takes some things, you don't take things with your head, do you? Your head desires it, then your hand, which is attached to your body, takes it. So the way Christ takes over territories is by you and I taking over. Oh, dear God, dear God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The way Christ takes over territories is by you and I taking over. So as we take over, Christ has taken over. Praise the Lord. As we take over, Christ has taken over. And you see, if we go through scripture, you will see this prophecy of the city is yours being repeated again and again. The Bible says, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Say an amen. Say an amen. And in the name of Jesus, just as God has given us this theme, God does not give anything for entertainment. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He doesn't do it just to excite us. We get excited. Yes, it's not wrong, but that's not the aim. The real reason God gives us is to bring into manifestation what he has said. So I declare, in the name of Jesus, just as God has given us the theme, the city is yours. As we live here, we start taking over cities. Taking over cities. Beyond your wildest imagination, take over in the name of Jesus. Now, Joshua chapter 5, chapter 6, where I read, let me quickly introduce my subject before the time tells me to sit down. The city is mine. You know, when God says, go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, nation there is not literally geographical nation. It's not like Nigeria, U.S., Cameroon, Niger, Saudi Arabia, praise God. Now, that is inclusive, but primarily when God says take over nations, he's talking about take over a people. Amen. A people of similar belief and culture form a nation. So the entertainment industry is a nation. The fashion industry is a nation. Educational industry is a nation. The political industry is a nation. So there could be many of us in Nigeria, and each one of us is taking over nations. Say an amen. I see us taking over nations in the name of Jesus. One of the things that will be remarkable about Faith Adventure 2019 is that after this faith adventure, the things we have been reading in the four Gospels and the book of Acts will be read about us. I mean, you will see them happening in your life as you have read. In the name of Jesus, I believe I received that. Now, Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel, and none went out, none came in. Now, let me read the next thing, verse 2. And the Lord said, and the Lord said, and the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thy hands Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Do you realize in this verse where God declared that the city is yours, began with an expression, the Lord said. Hallelujah. The Lord said. Taking over cities begin with what God has told you. And the Lord said. Hallelujah. Taking over cities begin with what God has told you. It does not begin with ambition. It begins specifically with what God has told you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, there is a vast difference between ambition and vision. Amen? Ambition is born of man. Every vision is born of God. Hallelujah. In fact, a vision is only birthed after God has spoken to you. If you have not heard from God, there is no vision. Ambition is what I want to do for myself. Hallelujah. But vision is doing what God has said for me to do. What God tells me to do, when I find myself in pursuit of what God has said to do, that is what? Vision. Now, look at Habakkuk chapter 2. Let me be sure I'm talking to someone. If you're in the house, say hallelujah. Where is Habakkuk? Yes, thank you. Ooh, thank you for helping me. Verse 1, please. Habakkuk 2, verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and watch to see what he will say to me. Oh, this is beautiful. In other words, if God has not said anything, stand on your watch. You know what it means to stand on your watch? Wait on the Lord. Don't go doing what everybody is doing. Stand and watch to see what he will say to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So it begins with standing to hear. What is the Lord saying to me? He said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Now, what God will say. He's waiting to see what? What God will say. Now, let's see verse 2. What God will say. Then God answered him. The Lord answered and said, write the vision. Where did the vision come from? What God has said. Hallelujah. That means whatever God tells you, that is your vision. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you have heard from God, you have a vision. If you have not heard from God, what you have is an ambition. Amen. Vision is birthed out of what God has told you. Paul, speaking about his calling in Acts chapter 26, he said, the Lord appeared unto him. It won't hurt to read. Amen. Acts 26 from verse 16. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister, a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee. Now God appeared to him and spoke to him. Then see verse 19, what Paul described, what God has said to him. See what Paul called it. God spoke to him. Then Paul said in verse 19, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. So what God tells you is your heavenly vision. Oh, I only got two amen in the house. Wait. Let's have a simple agreement. How much do you sell amen at Faith Adventure? I'm ready to pay. Is it for free? Let me get some amen. Aha. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Whatever God tells you becomes what? Your heavenly vision. And it's the heavenly vision that positions you to take over the city. See, the city is yours. But you can only see it when God has said it. If you are with me, say an amen. Taking over city begins with what God has said. Now, how is it sustained? Let's read on. Verse 3. Joshua 6, verse 3. God has said, that is how it begins, and ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. Now God gave an instruction. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets, another instruction. Of ram's horns, and 7 days ye shall compass the city 7 times, another instruction. And the priest shall blow with the trumpet, another instruction. Taking the city begins with what God has said, and is sustained by what? What God is saying. Instruction, 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 instruction. All of them are geared towards taking over the city. Now I know you are sincere and you are intelligent. I want you to answer me. After God said to Joshua, see, the city is yours. If Joshua never followed any of the instruction God gave, will he take the city? All right. So to take over the city, you need to follow what? Instructions from God. If you are with me, say amen. Following the instructions from God will position you to take over cities. And instructions from God are known as spirit-led life. People of God, hear what I came to announce to you. To take over cities, you must be led by the Spirit. Now, if I say this 3 times and go to my seat, my job is done. At least you remember this is all he said. He didn't say anything. He just said, to take over cities, you must be led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God that Oga Bob is here. Please, if I'm wrong, just correct me. Don't be so nice because I'm on pulpit. Tell me the right things. Amen. If Nigerian army is supposed to take over a city, they go at whose command? Commander-in-chief. Is it possible to go without instructions? Haha. Listen, if you must take over, you must follow the instructions of your commander-in-chief. And you know what? The commander-in-chief will give the first instruction. And then he will continuously send instructions. It begins by what he has said. It is sustained by what he has said. Many of us get from God clearly, this city is yours. We rejoice and celebrate that we ignore his instructions. And I'm glad the song Chi Baby sang to us, you pick me up from where I left you. You know where you left God? Where you left his instructions. The way God brings restoration to us is to bring his voice to us again. I'm telling you, the way God brings restoration to us is to bring his voice to us again. God spoke to Jonah, go to Nineveh. Jonah began to go the opposite direction. And the Bible said, Jonah was thrown into the sea. A fish swallowed Jonah. That's first time miracle. All through life, we hear of men swallowing fish. But Jonah brought a first time miracle. Fish swallow man. The fish swallowed Jonah. And it looked like his... Oh, dear God. I just had that. It looked like Jonah's journey is over. And Jonah began to fast and to pray. He began to fast and to pray. He began to fast and to pray. And you know what God did to deliver him? The word of the Lord came to Jonah for the second time. In other words, child of God, listen, prayer and fasting is not an end in itself. It's a means to an end. It's positioning yourself to receive the instruction so that you will take over. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, I am a bit careful because sometimes church people don't hear complete. Please listen to me carefully. Let me begin from the disclaimer. I believe so much in prayer and fasting. Help me say that to your neighbor. Okay, tell him, Pastor Joshua, I believe so much in prayer and fasting. Because if I say the next thing now, you will just say, hey, this man doesn't believe in prayer. Now, do you believe what I've just said now? I believe so much in prayer and fasting. But listen, don't try to impress God with your prayer and fasting. There is no amount of prayer you will pray that will impress God. No fasting you will do that will impress God. Prayer does not change God. Fasting does not change God. What these two things do is they help us to stand upon the watch. To see what he will say. To see what he will say. Say an amen, somebody. Amen. Jonah was running away from taking over a city. He wasn't willing to take over a city. He was running away. But when the word of God came to him again, he took over. Now, listen. Jonah was running away, yet the word of God met him and he took over. How much more you that you are not running away? You came here, you plan to take over. And in this faith adventure, the word of God is coming to you for the second time, for the third time, for the fourth time. The word will come again and again, and you will take over in the name of Jesus. How many of us have noticed, let me explain this that God put in my heart just now. How many of us have noticed that sometimes one prophetic word that has been given to you, God will use different persons to repeat it again and again and again. How many of us have noticed that? Praise God. Well, this is the first night, I believe, sir. Yeah, but this preparatory night in this faith adventure. Listen, one of the things that will be conspicuous, God will remind you what he has told you. Hands will be laid on you and the prophetic word will be a reminder. In fact, you almost, sir, but you prophesied this on me last year. You get under the power of God and you will hear a reminder of what you have had. You know why? There are two or three reasons why such things happen. Let me tell you one reason. Because Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit is come, he will remind you of what I have told you. So anytime you are reminded of what you already know that the Holy Spirit is on your case. Oh, they didn't hear what I'm saying. Know that the Spirit of God is brooding on your case. Change is about to happen. Say an amen. Amen. Now, one other reason why the word comes to us again is because of the Jonah tendency in you to run away from what God has said. No, I didn't call your name. I just say you. Fill in the you. How many of us have acted like Jonah before? Oh, dear God, I'm here. Maybe I should raise both hands. You're about to run away. The word will come. Again, you know, sir, I don't know if I told you. The Spirit of God using you to tell me to take Spirit-led life around Christ Family Ministry. It's because of a Jonah tendency in me. No, I've always known it's a teaching I should take round this nation and the body of Christ. But somewhere I've just been reluctant. So when God used you to say that, I say, okay now, from Christ Family Ministry, I do in Father's Delight. And in the name of Jesus in Savannah, hallelujah. Kavara Taliaza. Don't tell Rev I said something like that, amen. Praise the Lord. So sometimes when you're about to deviate from that word that will make you take over a city, God will bring a reminder. Wave, please. Let me see. All right. Now, let me tell you.
The third reason why a prophetic word is repeated again and again. When the agenda to be fulfilled is of a major consequence in the kingdom, God will use many persons to repeat it to you. Are you hearing me? If it is whether I should buy BMW or a Benz, if the Holy Spirit tries, he will use one man to confirm to you. After that, he will not say anything again. Because whichever one you buy does not change anything. But any decision of eternal consequence, I'm telling you, God will send prophets to remind you again and again. You know why? I told you, taking over cities is about God and his agenda. So I give you an example. The birth of Jesus. Because the entire heaven and earth depended on that, God sent many prophets over 2,000 years. They kept prophesying. They kept prophesying. Even John the Baptist, the last one before Jesus appeared, he still prophesied. Listen. I hope I'm helping someone. Listen. Among the many prophetic words you receive regularly, note the one that keeps coming again and again is kingdom agenda. God, they did not hear me. Let me try this one. It's kingdom agenda. And you know the interesting thing about kingdom agenda? It never lacks kingdom backing. It's all about him, so he does the sponsorship. It's all about him, so he does the sponsorship. Ha! It's all about him, so he does the sponsorship. Let me tell you the easiest way to get to hear the voice of God. If you come, please. Come. Sammy, come. Come. Let me ask them some. Or let me just use them to explain some things. One on my right. Who will go to my right? Okay. Jesus between two thieves. One on the right, one on the left. That was a joke. All right. I want you to watch. How many of us really want the voice of God to be so common to you, like the voice of your spouse, you just keep hearing? I want to give you a key. If you lay hold of this, you will find out that hearing God is very easy. Watch. Sammy is building a house at the center of Abuja that will cost 1.5 billion naira only. Beautiful. He's building for himself. Wifi is building for me, supervising my project at the center of Abuja, 1.5 billion. The same similar project for himself, Wifi is building for me. Who will receive my phone call more often? Huh? Why? He's working for me. He's doing my agenda. If you want to hear the call of God again and again, be obsessed with kingdom agenda. If you are going for God, you will be guided by God. Dear God, let me say it here, maybe they will hear me. If you are going for God, you will be guided by God. Watch. If Wifi and Sammy meet in the evening at CFC Abuja and they are discussing, and Sammy says, Kai, it's difficult to get Reverend Tendi on call. I call many times, I don't. Wifi will say, really? I hear him more than 8 times a day. He said, I even get tired of hearing from him. He said, do you want to hear his voice? If I flash him now, he will call. He flashes me,
Maybe at that time, General is talking with me. General is someone I respect. I won't like to pick all in his presence. But my project, I say, excuse me, sir, I want to ease myself. Did you hear that? Heaven will get to a standstill to communicate with a man that is pursuing kingdom agenda. I see people that will be hearing God always because you are taking the city for God. You are not even thinking about you. It's all about him. It's all about him. You know the interesting thing? If I call Wifi by 6 a.m., he's not picking. He missed my call. 6:30, I'll call again. 7 o'clock, I call again. If you're on kingdom agenda, any voice of God you miss, it will come back again. Elebonda, Ebratai. I say it will come back again. The Bible said the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. And the Bible said about Samuel, God called Samuel again the third time. I speak over someone. I know you didn't come to Faith Adventure for entertainment. In this Faith Adventure, the word of the Lord is coming to you again and again. I said the word of the Lord is coming to you again and again. I hope my interpretation is getting to you. Are you with me? Let's assume. Now, this is very hypothetical. This is very hypothetical. But just assume that hypothesis. That in the course of supervising my project, somewhere he lost understanding of English language, only French. And he's doing my project. What will I do? Two possible things will happen. One, employ an interpreter. Now, you know interpreter? Prophets. Prophets are arranged to interpret the voice of God for you in this meeting. Hey, say I receive interpretation. Ah, dear God, I'm speaking prophetically. In this meeting, every question receive answers. Every question receive answers. Long awaited question receive answers. In the name of Jesus. As you desire eagerly to give birth to Jesus, Angel Gabriel appear to you. I say, as you desire kingdom agenda, clarity from every confusion appear in the name of Jesus. It's my agenda. While the interpreter is doing that, I won't stop at that. I will employ French coach at his leisure. Sorry, English. Teach him English language. Because I can't trust the interpreter alone. I want to hear from him directly. So you know why God sent teachers to teach us how to understand God's voice? Because we are on earth running his agenda. How many of you think, while he's supervising, project for me, over ₦1 billion. I will allow him to be hungry for one day. I called him around 12. I said, have you cashed the check to supply this? He said, no, sir. Why? I'm so hungry. The figures are. Go to any restaurant. Tell them food for 500,000. Eat it. Provision is always in excess for one that is into kingdom agenda. I see you with excess provision. Excess provision. Excess provision. Excess provision. In the name of Jesus. You know what? He must have good incentive so that my project continues. Even people that know him will say, how come your level status change? Say, they do project for one good pastor, Pastor Tendi. Now I change my status. Is God good? Receive change of status. I say, receive change of status. Receive change of status. If you are going for him, you'll be guided by him. If you are going for him, you'll be guided by him. Thank you very much. You've heard my message. Thank you. The last reason why prophetic words get repeated frequently is because they are at the threshold of fulfillment. At the threshold of fulfillment, prophetic words will just keep coming repeatedly. Pop, 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 pop. You know, because if a woman is pregnant 7 months, except for forced labor, you don't find any labor there. Contractions is not there. Now, when it's time to give birth, contractions begin, and as she's closer to delivery, the contractions become more frequent. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you are at the threshold of fulfillment, you keep hearing, pop, pop, don't say the Lord. Don't say the Lord. You say, am I the only one in this place? Why prophecy all of me? Hey, this is how it will be happening on someone in this meeting. Everyone that stand up will pick on you because you know what? You are the threshold of fulfillment. Step into fulfillment. I say step into fulfillment. In the name of Jesus, step into fulfillment. Thank you. Sit down, please. So, what was I saying? Thank you. Cities are only taken as we diligently follow the leading of the Spirit. No wonder the Bible says, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. It's by the leading of the Spirit, it's by the manifestation of the Spirit, it's by the power of the Spirit. Listen, people of God. Whatever God will have you do, he will sponsor it. God will never give you an assignment that will not require his participation. Are you with me now? Once he tells you something, he himself knows what to do. So what you need to do is to follow your God-given instructions, and you will take over in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. One very important key, I'm not saying it's the only one, one very important key you need for takeover is to hear what God has said. Look at Genesis chapter 1. Genesis 1 verse 26. Since I have come down, I may as well stay down. And God said, let us make man, how? In our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. How many of us agree with me? Having dominion is like taking over a city. Is that not so? Yeah. So, taking over a city is not what some ambitious young men gather together to do. It's God's original plan for us. Let us make man. What's the reason? Take over the city. The city called sea, the city called air, the cattle, and over every creeping thing of the earth. But see my point. See what brought me here. The creation of man and the assignment of man began with a phrase, and God said. Now, if you didn't hear that, I may as well go back to my seat. The creation of man and the assignment of man began with what? And God said. Man was created by what God said and can only be sustained successfully by what God says. God intended that we should be led by the Spirit always. Always, not sometimes. Always. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Please, let's read New King James so that, amen. I'll come back for faith adventure. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Hey, I want to say something before I leave here. God did not say, don't use your understanding. He just said, don't lean on it. Use it, but don't depend on it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You know, some believers think being led by the Spirit means you should never use your senses. Wonderful. That is the greatest danger going somewhere to happen. Now, if you are not going to use your senses, it means you are dead. Anyone that cannot see, cannot smell, cannot hear, cannot taste, cannot feel, is dead. But the Bible didn't say as many as are led by the Spirit are corpses. They are the sons of God. So you are alive with your senses. You use your senses, but you don't depend on your senses. Okay, let me begin from the easiest way. Amen? If you are about to cross the road in heavy traffic, please use your senses before you ask the Spirit, what should I do? Amen? I see a truck on speed, you say, I'm led by the Spirit. You'll be led to eternity. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I've seen many believers do such funny things. Listen, let's state some obvious things before I continue. When you are led by the Spirit, listen, you don't go against the natural laws except the Holy Ghost specifically says so. Do you understand? You don't go against the natural laws except the Holy Ghost specifically says so. Like Peter stepping out of the boat to walk on water. Jesus said so it was possible. Thomas respected himself and remained in the boot. Judas, remember, he just picked some money now. He didn't know the blood was not yet shed, so he didn't want to try that. Do you understand? He would just sink. So if you are going to go against natural laws, I'll be sure God says so. Wave at me. Wave at me. Let me clear some air before I move further. Are you with me? All right, I will say it another way so that you understand. The leading of the Spirit, simple. You keep doing what you know is right to do. Keep going the direction you know is right to do unless you are instructed otherwise. Do you understand? To be led by the Spirit does not mean you sit down. Lord, today is Monday. Should I go out or sit at home? Fold your hands. Should I go? I have an answer for you. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hand, so shall your poverty come. Do you understand what I'm saying? You get up, go out. If you are going the wrong direction, you have a check. And when you have a check, you stop and check what the check is there for. Is it weight or about turn? Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't just sit down and do nothing. Say hallelujah if you are with me. You know, the leading of the Spirit does not mean, I think it's Joseph Prince that gave this beautiful definition. He said rest is not absence of activities. It's what? Spirit-led activities. It doesn't mean you just sit down passively. What God wants me to do, he will do it. If he doesn't want, he will. See, this our God is interesting. Listen, anything God knows that you have brain enough to do, the Spirit will not tell you. For example, how many of us God told us to drink water today? Oh, God knows you love your body enough to drink water. So Spirit will not tell you. I give you a Bible example. I know some people are too spiritual. You didn't believe what I've said. See, Bible example. An angel appeared to Philip. Go to Gaza, a desert. He went to the desert. Then the Spirit of God spoke to him. Go join this chariot. After he got near to join the chariot, at the 0 hour of power, the most important reason why God led him there, the Holy Spirit said nothing. Who is hearing what I'm saying? What is the reason God led him to the desert
to preach to Ethiopian eunuch, isn't it? Now, here he is in the desert. He had an audible voice. Go join the chariot. But when he got there, the Holy Spirit said nothing. You know why? The Holy Spirit knows from experience that when Philip sees a sinner, he will preach. So when he led him to a sinner, he just kept quiet. In other words, it's time to use your senses. Now, we have another example. That's Acts chapter 8. We have another example in Acts chapter 9. Sorry, 10. What's his name now? Peter. I was going to say Cornelius. Peter in the house of Cornelius. God showed him a vision. All is about going to preach in the house of Cornelius. Then the Spirit, by an audible voice, bade him to go. Go with them, doubting nothing. Then when he appeared before them, Cornelius, why did you send for me? Cornelius talked. At that time, the Holy Spirit said nothing. He knows that Peter is smart enough. When he sees sinners, he will preach. There's something common about Philip and Peter. God knew that if Philip sees sinners, he will preach. So he gave him divine guidance. He also knew that if Peter sees sinners, he will preach. He also gave him divine guidance. If you're obsessed with evangelism, you'll never lack direction. I'm telling you, it's God's agenda. You will not lack direction. You want this gospel spread, direction will meet you wherever you are. Hallelujah. I was reading somewhere. Can you take me back there? Proverbs 3, verse 5. Thank you. Trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. Lean not on your understanding. Look at the next verse. In some of your ways, acknowledge him. How many of your ways? How many? That means God wants to lead us how often? Always. How often does God want to lead us? Say it aloud again. How often? Always. But you see, you also expect to be led always. Hallelujah. In all our dealings, God is interested in giving us direction. Listen to me. Not only in major issues of life, even in minor issues of life, God wants to lead you. Say hallelujah. All right, let me read a few more verses, then I go to my text scripture where I'll begin preaching. Hallelujah. Say amen if you are with me. Amen. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 5. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has what? Prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals, the seven seals thereof. Now, I want you to notice, oh, faster than me, go back a little. He said, weep not. Behold, what? The lion. Who is he to behold? Call the name who? The lion. Now, verse 6, when he turned to see the lion, see what he saw. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb. The angel said, turn and see the lion. But when he turned, he saw the lamb. Say an amen. So we know that the person referred to as the lion is the same that is the lamb. Is that not so? Talking about Jesus. Lion and the lamb. Are you with me now? The same person referred to as lion is the one referred to as lamb, pending on what he was supposed to do at any instance. Are you with me? Now, listen. He turned to see the lion. He saw the lamb. That means if you want to see the works of the lion, you better trace the lamb. Okay. He turned to see what? The lion. And what did he see? The lamb. So if you want to see the works of the lion, What should you do? Trace the lamp. Now, listen to me. I'm taking you somewhere. When the Bible described Jesus as a lamb, it was a perfect description of innocence and followership. The Bible said, like a lamb led to be slaughtered, yet he opened not his mouth. Are you with me? So, what we know about a lamb is that a lamb is always led. Only one person is with me in the house. Are you with me? Like a lamb to be slaughtered, he openeth not his mouth. So, a lamb is always led. You know, there's a vast difference between a lamb and a goat. Goat has a mind of his own. That's why in church, we are called the sheep of his pasture, not the goat of his pasture. Even though some believers have identity crisis, they behave like goats. In the name of Jesus, I cast out every goatish tendencies. Say hallelujah. You see, the goats are not answering. Say hallelujah. When you demand hallelujah, a lamb will be led. He will say it. A goat has a mind of his own. Say, who are you to tell me to shout? Say hallelujah, Lamb of God. No, I mean, if you have pastored, even if it's just for 1 month, you must have encountered some goats. This one, pastor, is talking about tithing. It's his opinion. I have my own goat. Goat. And how many of you know goat head is good for pepper soup? If you keep being goatish, you end up as pepper soup. Do you understand? You end up on the fire to be... Okay, no goats here in the name of Jesus. If you're a goat, wave to the Lord. No goods. Let the lamb wave to the Lord. Hallelujah. God, I'm really feeling at home tonight. All right. Watch. Lamb is led. What about a lion? Anytime a lion is mentioned, we think of territorial spirit. Is that not so? A lion is known for taking over territories. The city is yours. A lion is known for taking over cities. Are you with me? You don't take over city as a lamb. You take over city as what? A lion. A lion takes over city. But see, if you want to see that characteristics of a lion taking over, you have to trace the lamb. So listen, if you are led as a lamb, you will reign as a lion. If you are led as a lamb, what will happen? You will reign in life as a lion. So if you want to take over cities, be led foolishly like a lamb. Forget your opinion. Follow his opinion. Forget your calculations. Follow his own. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In other words, if he leads me, the future is secured. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you are led as a lamb, you will reign as a lion. The challenge many times we have in life is that we want to be led as goats. But from today, you'll be led as a lamb. I say you'll be led as a lamb. See the interesting thing about lamb. He was led to be slaughtered, yet he opened not his mouth. That sounds like foolishness, but the foolishness of God is greater than the wisdom of men. Can I talk to someone in a whisper? No, nobody wants to hear that. Let me carry my Bible. Are you sure you want to hear it? The leading of the Spirit will often appear to your mind as foolishness. That's why you need to follow as a lamb. It will appear as what? Foolishness. The natural mind cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God
Neither can he understand them. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. In fact, they appear to him as very foolish. So he cannot receive them. You bring spiritual thing to him, he will just jump over and pass. But you will understand in the name of Jesus. God wants us to be led as what? A lamb. Then what will happen to our life? We will start reigning. I see lions that are reigning in this place. I see them all over. What is the key? Whisper the key to your neighbor. Be led as a lamb. Isaiah 48 verse 17. That's my text scripture. New King James. Hallelujah. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, your God, who teaches you to profit and who leads you by the way you should go. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can someone help me play softly, dear? Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord, your God, who teaches you to profit and who leads you by the way you should go. Praise God. Now, it interests me so much that in this verse of scripture, God introduced himself 6 different ways. And all he intended to communicate to us is that he leads us by the way we should go. He gave us 6 different introductions to communicate a subject. That is what he leads us. Say with me, God leads me. Oh my God. Say it again. For the last time. You know what? When it comes to the leading of the Spirit, I want to suggest this. Don't allow your words to be stout against God. You know why? Many believers say something like, I don't know why God is not talking to me. I don't know why God is not speaking to me. That is wrong. Number one is a lie. And number two is wrong confession. Anything given by God must be received by faith, including the leading of the Spirit. If God leads us, we receive it how? By faith. Now, one of the ways you release your faith is you consciously tell yourself, God leads me. Only one person is talking. Say it. Let another talk. Let me hear you. Say it aloud again. Now, this is how you should be talking always. See, I'm the sheep of Jesus and I understand his voice. Say it again. I'm the sheep of Jesus and I understand his voice. You know, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Amen. My sheep, they hear my voice and they follow me. Praise God. Praise God. 6 introductions God gave here about himself. I'm searching my heart where to start from. I'll get to the beginning. Amen. But in all the introduction, God put it all by saying, who teaches you to profit and who leads you by the way you should go? Now, this is English language. If he had said, who teaches you to profit, full stop, then who leads you by the way you should go? We know it's 2 different sentences, isn't it? But that comma is introduced, it means it's the same sentence. So what he's saying is, the Lord teaches you to profit. What does that mean? He leads you. Do you understand? The Lord teaches us to profit. How? By leading us. So the way God teaches us is by what? Leading us. If you get that, say amen. So the teachings of the Lord and the leading of the Lord are one and the same. When God teaches you, he is what? Leading you. Borrow me one amen. Oh, I will soon stop.
Are you here? Praise God. Okay, let me slow down and say this so that you don't miss it. Child of God, anytime you receive teachings from God, either directly from the Bible or indirectly from God's servants, God is giving you direction. Do you understand what I'm saying? Anytime you receive teachings from God, and oh, how many of us know at Faith Adventure we receive plenty teachings? So what are we receiving? Plenty directions. Every teaching, every instruction is spelling out a direction God has for us. Say an amen. Amen. Similarly, how many of us know anytime you open your Bible to read, God teaches you? That means every time we are doing Bible studies, we are receiving direction. You see what I'm saying? It's so simple. You have to pay someone to confuse you. Anytime you are doing Bible study, what are you doing? Receiving direction. So, here is an advice tonight. If you want direction, keep your Bible open. If you want direction, what should you do? Keep your Bible open. God said to me, when we ignore daily Bible reading, we forfeit our rights to be led by the Spirit. I will say it again. When we ignore daily Bible reading, we forfeit our right to be led by the Spirit. If the leading of the Spirit is very important to you, get committed to Bible reading. Well, I'm very busy. Even if it's 5 minutes, open the Bible. Read. The Bible said, blessed is he that readeth. That means there is empowerment in reading. Say amen. He teaches us to profit. He teaches us what? Profit. Every leading of the Spirit is for our profiting. Okay. Say an amen. Amen. Every leading of the Spirit is for our what? Profiting. Now, let's read Ecclesiastes 10:10. Old King James first. Every leading of the Spirit is for our profiting. You'll be glad you came tonight. Amen. Now see, if the iron be blunt and he do not whet the edge, what will happen? Then must he put to more strength. Read the last thing with me. But wisdom is profitable to direct. The leading of the Spirit profits, isn't it? Now, I want you to notice what the Bible says here clearly. Wisdom is profitable to direct. What does wisdom bring? Thank you. What does wisdom bring? What synonym of direction? Leading of the Spirit, isn't it? Wisdom brings direction. Say amen if you got that. Now, let's read New King James. This is Christ Family Ministry. We must read it. Just that last sentence, read with me. But wisdom brings success. I'm glad one person saw what I just did now. Wisdom brings what? Direction was neatly substituted with the word success. So direction is an old way of describing success. Old King James call it direction. The new modern one call it what? Success. Listen, child of God, this is what I'm trying to announce to you. The synonym for the leading of the Spirit is success. No leading of the Spirit without success. And there is no success without the leading of the Spirit. If you want to be successful, be led by the Spirit. You want to be successful in taking your city? Be led by the Spirit. If you are not interested in success, ignore the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Back to Isaiah 48. Let me take the introduction proper now as I sit down. Ha, thank you. Who is doing this work? Who is doing this projection? Please come. I want to bless you. This is beautiful. Come. before the person come, let's do our work. Thou says, now see, he has highlighting the introduction. The Lord, Redeemer, Holy One, Lord your God, teaches you, leads you. I guess this person is in Makurdi Church. He has heard my message. Just decoded everything. But he doesn't know what I want to say next. When I came tonight and I was seeing them from Makurdi, from Kaduna, I said, what will I teach tonight? They have heard everything. You don't know this one. Let me say this one. All right, see. Thou says the Lord. Last sentence, who leads you? Thou says the Lord. Who leads you? You are the one, sir. Thank you. The Lord bless you. Amen. All right, watch. The Lord, I take the first sentence and the last. I want to do something before I sit down. Amen. Thus says the Lord who leads you. Please read with me if you don't mind. Thus says the Lord who leads you. Who is the one leading you? The Lord. Beautiful. And you know, we have a similar thought conveyed in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd leads, but the first thing is the Lord. Among the six different ways God described himself here, talking about the leading of the Spirit, he began with the word, the Lord. Say the Lord. Say it again. You know what that means? The leading of the Spirit begins with the Lordship of Jesus. If he is Lord in your life, you will be led. But if you are Lord over yourself, I'm sorry. The leading of the Spirit begins with the Lordship of Jesus. Say amen if you heard that. Now with this understanding, please, let's read Matthew chapter 9, verse 37. That's where I close tonight. 7 minutes to go. Then he said to his disciples, what did he say? The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Help me tell your neighbor, there's plenty harvest everywhere. Tell your neighbor, no scarcity anywhere. Tell another one, there's plenty harvest everywhere. But you know what? Before we go further, take note. Harvest is plentiful, laborers are few. That means the harvest is strictly for laborers. Are you with me? If you are not here, I will just go and sit down. The harvest is for who? Say it aloud. The harvest is for who? Who are the laborers? Read the next verse. Beautiful. Verse 38. You'll be blessed. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. How many of you know if I send someone, I'm giving him direction? The laborers are the ones he sent. And anyone you send, you are giving him direction. That means a synonym for laborers is those that are led. Oh God, help them catch what I'm saying. What does God do to us? In place of laborers, put led now. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers to be led into his. Every time the Lord leads us, he leads us into his. Say an amen if you're in the house. Say an amen. In other words, you cannot be led by the Spirit and escape harvest. Whether you desire harvest or not, if you are spirit-led, harvest will overtake you. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers, those who are led, into his harvest. When you send a man, you give him direction, isn't it? I send you to Benin. I send you to Sokoto. I send you. That's the direction you are given. So the ones, the laborers God sends are the ones that are led by the Spirit. So anytime God leads you, listen, our labor in life is to be led. Did you get what I'm saying? Our labor is what? To be led. And our assignment is simply laboring in what God has told us. Outside of it, it's not your business. My meat and my food is to do the will of him that has sent me. What he tells me becomes my labor in life. In conclusion, let me try this three times. Maybe somebody will help me. The Lord that leads you is the Lord of the harvest. Your Lord who leads you is the Lord of the harvest. You're almost catching it. Your Lord who leads you is the Lord of the harvest. The Lord of the harvest is your Lord. That means if you are led by the Spirit, your second name becomes harvest. Somebody heard me. I say your second name becomes harvest. Did you get that? How many of you know sometimes when you call somebody's name, Pastor Ben, you say, who is Pastor Ben now? He's in CFC. And I know many pastors in CFC. You don't know Pastor Ben? The one that drives that black Prado Jeep 2019. Okay. The moment you describe like that, everybody knows, oh, it's just one person in that church that drives Prado Jeep 2019. It's Pastor Ben. From today, when they want to describe you, they say, that brother harvest. That brother that everything about his life is harvest. That brother that all his testimony is about harvest. At the end of Faith Adventure, your other name becomes harvest. I say your other name becomes harvest. Everyone that desire harvest will follow you to Faith Adventure next year. Because your life will be speaking harvest on every side. I declare in the name of Jesus, take a new naming ceremony, brother harvest, sister harvest, brother harvest, sister harvest. Why? Because the Lord of the harvest has become the Lord that leads you. If you believe that, lift your hand and give him thanks. Just give him thanks. We bless you, Jesus. Give him thanks. I mean what I'm saying now. Lift your hands and give him thanks. By the leading of the Spirit, we have become harvest. Oh, we have become synonyms of harvest. Thank you, Jesus.
We know that you were richly blessed by the teaching you just heard, and we encourage you to give attention to every bit of it, because that brings you another step closer to amazing testimonies. For more life-changing messages like this one, visit www.christfamilyministries.org.